Today's share in the Dear Shul Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Vav Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Simin Tof Nun Tes, which we did just the first part of the Mechaber, and we're on the bottom line of Nun Hei Amud Beis with the Ramah. Yesterday we said that a person shouldn't go and knead the dough that he's making for the mitzvah matzah that he's going to eat at the Seder on Pesach in the sun. And on a cloudy day, you can't do it anywhere outside because of the greenhouse type of effect. Now the Ramah adds, and he says, Hagar, Al-Kain, therefore, Nagu Lizor Milolush Neged HaChalon HaPosuach. Therefore, we likewise don't go and knead the dough next to an open window. Neged HaChalon HaPosuach. Afilu Ein Shom Shemesh. Even if there is no sun, because Shema Yeh Ma'unam, because maybe it will be dark, cloudy outside, the Lava Daitin, you won't realize this, and therefore, it will come, the heat will come in through the open window. He brings down the name of Truma Sedeshin. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Hay, Kigon, for example, Shachalom Pasuach Lemizrach, the window is open on the eastern side of the house, Ulosh Acha Chatzos, and he's kneading now after Chatzos, as we pointed out, the minhag from yesterday's shir, the minhag was to go and do the kneading for those that are machmir, to go do the kneading at the same time that the Korban Pesach was brought, so they do it in the afternoon of your Dalet. Shekras Sovivo Hacham Oladom, and the sun is on the other side, it's on the southern side, Vimkein, Mishum Ein Loshim B'mokam Hashem Hashenkan, so you're not concerned over here that the sun, direct light is coming into the area, because the sun is not over there. Nevertheless, afilu hachi yesh li zar, we still should be careful not to go do it by an open window because of the concern of the greenhouse type of effect. Mishum shema yis'anin harakia, because maybe you won't realize that the sun is covered up with clouds, pisom suddenly. Well, you're gishu, and you won't know that, the yoma de'eva kulo shimsha. And when you have a cloudy day, it's as if it's a totally sunny day, in the sense that it will heat up the area. The clouds will retain the heat in, and therefore we're concerned that the dough that you're making will become machmitz faster than the normal amount. The Mishnah adds, even though outside, if you're in the shade, everybody agrees you're allowed to go and knead a dough. We're not concerned about the greenhouse effect when you're in the shade, because the sun is out elsewhere, there is no clouds, and you're not going to get the heat because there is no greenhouse effect. We're not concerned that the sky will suddenly become clouded over, and you won't realize it, because shiny b'chutz, because you're outside. You'll notice right away when the clouds cover up the sun, and the greenhouse effect starts to take effect, and therefore, if you're outside, you can go and knead in the shade. We're not concerned. But inside, when you may not realize that the greenhouse effect has occurred, mashakein babayis in margishim kol kach. And therefore, this additional concern over here that when you're by the window, you won't notice that the greenhouse effect has taken effect was brought down in the name of the Truma Sedeshin. The Ramah continues and he says, likewise, v'chein yesh lizar, you likewise have to be careful. Mi laholich hamatzos letanur, Tachas harokia megula. You shouldn't go and bring the matzos to the oven to bake them underneath the open sky over here if the matzos are not covered up. V'chein hamayim, likewise the water that you're bringing, if it's not covered up, or akemach, or the flour, if it's not covered up as well. You have to be concerned about all of these things. And this is brought down in the Chagos Maimonios, and then the smak and the mariv vial. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Vav, the Ramah is telling us over here, wrote Salomar, kimo diosu b'gemara, just like the Gemara asked over here, lolush, that you're not allowed to go and knead directly in the sun, or if it's a cloudy day, anywhere outside because of the greenhouse effect. Likewise, you should be concerned over here when you're bringing the dough in the sun outside, or the water, or the flour. For the same reasoning over here, that the heat of the sun will heat up either the dough, or the water, or the flour. The water or the flour, and therefore you have a concern. Dirshu footnote number 7 brings down, Lagabe holecha samayim mihanohar lebeisa. What about bringing the water from the river to your house? So we already learned in Simon Tofenun Hei, Shetov lechasosom gamli achashkinsachama, that one should cover it up even after the sun is set already to make sure that nothing falls into the water in the dark outside. And he added, they would have the custom that they would strain the water at the time they would draw it up with a clean white garment over here to make sure that no creatures got into the water because it was dark and they couldn't necessarily see. Sivkot and Zayin, you should keep it covered. If you don't, you have a problem. Eliyachasenu b'mapa, you should cover it up with some sort of a cloth. Vein lahaniach mapa achas pam harbi, but don't use the same cover over here many times, the same cloth many times, because deshema nidbak ba botzik v'nischametz, because maybe little pieces of flour or dough got attached to it over here and they became chametz, and now you're going to use it and it's going to fall in. Sivkon Ches, or the flour you should keep covered. Pirish, im hasakim pesuchel mala. If you're talking about a sack that's opened up on the top, so then you should cover it up. If the sack is sealed, then obviously that's covered up. The Machaber now says, v'lo yiskarev lolush eitzel atanur mipnei chom atanur. Don't go and knead near an oven, because the oven's heat will be given off, and the dough could become chometz faster. The Mishnah explains, sivkon tes, hainu piatanur. We're talking about by the opening top of the oven, because their ovens were open on the top. Ubitstadim, but the sides, omeachorov, or behind it, less lamban. Then there isn't an excessive amount of heat over there, and there's no concern. Sheinachom godushom, as I just pointed out, there's not a lot of heat over there. The Achronim have a large discussion about this. And you can see this in the Shara Tzion Os Yud. He says, look in the Chemed Moshe, the Chai Adam. And the following is their result, their conclusion. In a furnace that's in a house, in a winter house that's used for the heating up of the whole house, that the entire room that the oven is in is heated up. So then also, then you can't go and knead anywhere in that room because it's a hot room and the dough will become chametz faster. What should you do? Either don't fire up the furnace on the day that you're going to knead the dough, therefore it won't be hot. But if you needed to, it was so cold, so you did turn on the furnace, so yivtach hadeles v'hachalonos, so then open the door and the window in the room that you're kneading in, until the heat goes out. L'fi umdan daite, to the best of your estimation, that room is no longer considered a hot room, and then you can go and knead the dough. Likewise, huadin bistam tanur, this was a furnace that we're talking about, but he says the same thing applies with a regular oven that wasn't used for heating the house, but for cooking. Raksha ofen bo kol hayom, but they cooked in it all day. Umotzi chom harbe, and therefore it was quite hot in that room. Bechol habayis, and throughout the house because of the heating up of the oven. So likewise, gamkin also lolosh becholos habayis, in that entire house because of the heat from the oven. You can't go and do the kneading. Elo imkin yiftach hadeles hacholonos. Again, the same thing. Go and estimate that if you open the doors and the windows, when the heat has left, then you can go and knead over there. And each case should be individualized. You have to look at the circumstances over here. There's no basic rule that if you have an oven on, you can't knead. If you don't have an oven on, you can't knead. It says, it's a very small room, and there's a lot of heat in that room, so then that's a different situation. Or if it's a large room, and it's a very small oven. So you have to look at each case individually. And the reason is over here because of the heat of the tanur. Sifkon Yud, the Mishmur says, ubedieved. What happens if after the fact you did this? In losh neged pi tanur, you did in fact do the kneading in the heat of this room. Dino kilosh b'mokom hashemesh. The same halach applies as if you knead it in the sun. Umivor lekamon in sifhei. We'll learn this in Yemetz Hashem another day or two. Ayin shom. We'll have to wait till we get there. V'dai, you should also know, the Shinuch Shalom is there. There are people that make mistakes over here. You go to Ofen, the bakers, that they're not careful about this din. This is a real din. You have to be really concerned that the dough will become chametz faster. So you have these bakers going to Ofen. Sheesh mehen shibishor shah matzos v'yodim. They're ready to take the dough that they've formed into the shape of a matzah and put in the oven. Al hamakion, they're putting it on the board to put into the oven. L'haridin l'taner. U'mekarvin oson l'fiyataner. And they get near the taner, and the heat of the taner is there. And then, heim shoim. They delay, and they sit down to decide, where exactly in the tanner we're going to go put these doughs that are ready to be baked into matzahs into the oven. So they're holding these doughs near the oven. Or even far worse than this, that's only a short delay. Sheponim Roshan, they turn to their friends, and they talk to the other people over there, the ones that are arranging the doughs. And that's a huge delay. Uben kach, and while they're doing this, the dough of the matzah, hamatzah mischami mod, it gets very hot, because it's right by the mouth of the oven. And this could lead to real chometz d'oraisa. Furthermore, one should also be careful. Lahachlif hamaklos, you should exchange over here the rods, shemisimen aleim hamatzos, kepam bepam. Each time they're taking over here these rods to put in the matzahs over here, to shape the matzahs over here, you have to exchange them each time. The Dirshu footnote number 8, for example, Chazon Ish, he was machmi sheish lahachlif es hamaklos bechol pam. He wouldn't let them be used more than once. However, the Chazon Ish also said, legabe makosh roi l'shimush mishnei tzadav, if this rod over here could in fact be used on both sides, if the stick could be used on both sides over here, so then certainly even the Chazon Ish would say that you could use once on each side. He adds, furthermore, and for those that wouldn't even use this makel that was hot from the fire, and they wouldn't use it twice over here, even after it cooled off, so Rav Moshe Feinstein's Atzal and the Igros Moshe brings down, that's really going a little bit overboard. There really is no concern with this cool-down makel. Sharei ilu hayo chashash iser. If there really was a concern over here, then we could never bake matzahs. Shekein ein b'chol olam dai makos chadoshim b'chol shana v'shana l'matzo shofim k'la Yisrael. There wouldn't be enough sticks over here that you'd have to go and make the matzahs if you could only use them one time only, even after they cooled down. Furthermore, it says, "L'inyan mashenogul laniach hamatzos b'shas hachnasos l'taner agabi maklos." When did this come that they put the matzos, when the dough they put into the oven, they put it on these sticks, v'lo agabi hamardeh, and they didn't put it directly on the mardeh, some sort of a shovel. V'aklish al yodo mutzimis hamatzos miataner. This is the kli that they would take the matzos out from the oven. So the Chazon Ish explains in the name of the Sefer Ma'isirav shahadover huscha b'me'agro. This is already from the times of the Vilna Gaon, this custom. And the reasoning is, they wouldn't use the same stick as they put it in to take it out, so it got cooled off in between. And this way, because if they put the matzahs in on a hot marda that they had just used to take out fully baked matzahs, they would be concerned that when they put the dough on this now hot stick, it would already become chametz before they put it into the oven. And that's really what the Mishnah Berurah says. We continue in the Mishnah Berurah, the other row, b'chush shemischan mahar be'machmash b'tanur. Now we can see the nature over here that these utensils get very hot when they're put into the oven, and therefore you don't want it to touch the dough. The issue footnote number 9 brings down, v'af shemaklos kvar inam cham melaposhim, and even if they cool down a little bit, they're no longer hot, but they're still lukewarm. And the Chazon Ish brings down, as well as Ramosha Feinstein's Atzal, both of them bring down, don't put the matzos, the dough that's about to be baked into matzos, on these wooden sticks or rods over here, if they're at all hot. Even if they're not very hot, but even if they're just lukewarm, wait till they totally cool down. The Mishnah continues and says, "Umach mazen ischamim matzo o term shemakriv l'fiatanu." As we've already pointed out, the Mishnah is telling us over here that by placing them on these hot things, the dough will become chametz before it's actually in the oven, and then it's a potential for being chametz before it's fully baked. And Dirsha footnote number 10 adds from the Kaf HaChaim, Shelifnei Hashimush b'maklos ein lanichem somuch l'fiyataner, sha'areyem mischamim aydekach. And he says, don't even put these rods anywhere near the oven because they could heat up, even if they haven't been in the oven, if they're just near the oven, you should be careful. And the Mishnah concludes, and he says, people aren't careful with all of this. People don't understand this halacha and the potential to heat up things before you put them into the oven, that the chametz over here could occur, the dough could become chametz from these hot things or being in a hot room. So this could be a terrible nichshol because people think they're eating kosher matzah, and in fact they're eating pure chametz. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Lo yanichu ha'isa, you shouldn't leave the dough below asek without being worked on. In other words, don't let the dough sit over here. V'afilu rega echod, ideally, you shouldn't let it sit at all. The host managing is asking both, because as long as you're actually working the entire dough, afilu kol yom, even if you do it much more than 18 minutes, but you're working it the entire time, eino machmetz, the dough cannot become chametz while you're kneading it. So as long as you're constantly kneading the dough, you don't have to be concerned. V'im hinichu below asek, sheer mil, heavy chametz. But if you did leave it unattended, not being worked on, for the amount of time that it takes a person to walk a mill, which is the sheer mill, heavy revi'ah shah, the amount of time that it takes a normal person to walk a mill, the more machmir position is, it takes a revi'ah shah, which is a quarter of an hour, which is 15 minutes, the chelik mi esrin hashana, and 1/20th of an hour. 1/20th of an hour is another 3 minutes. A 20th of 60 is 3 minutes, so 15 minutes plus 3 minutes is 18 minutes. If you waited that long, so then, without working the dough becomes chametz. We have to be concerned that the dough became chametz. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah now and explain this further. Sifkot Yud Aleph. Rosh Loma, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Li'achar Lishosa, after you kneaded the dough, Kodem Shishchol Larachosa, before you go and shape it to put it into place, don't leave the dough unworked. Even though there aren't a lot of people working it over here, so it's not getting heated up from the heat of the hand, so to say, but if you just leave it alone for more than 18 minutes, it's going to turn to chometz. Below Asek, Sifkot Yud Beis. The Asek, how do we define using the dough, mikrei shaloshel, so that you're still kneading it, or magalgalo be'etz, or that you're rolling it with some sort of a wooden pin, uchai gabna, or anything similar to this. Dirsha footnote number 11 says, if you're just hitting the dough, you're just banging the dough with some sort of a baking implement over here. So Rav Nissen Karolitz Zatzal says, that's also considered that you're working the dough, and it will prevent the chometz process from occurring. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues. It says, "Avolo kemo sheyesh noagin lidchok velivo to isa be'etz b'makom echad." But if all you're doing is hitting the dough and stamping on the dough in one place, with some sort of a wooden implement, that won't help the rest of the dough. That won't work on the other parts of the dough that aren't being hit over here. The issue foot number 12 brings down, based upon this, if you're working on the dough in one place, it won't help for the dough in the other places. So we already learned in Simon Tov Nun Vav that the Shulchan Aruch there said, that's why we don't use a very large dough. If it's more than the shear of challah that you have to take off, we don't use such a large dough. And that's the reasoning is because it's impossible for one person to work on such a large dough, and therefore while you're working on part of it, the other part will not be asek, won't have work done on it, and it could lead to becoming chametz. Ideally, the Mechaber says you shouldn't even leave it alone for 1 second. Sifkot Yud Gimel, the Mishbur explains, even if you're not going off and doing something wrong, you're just firing up the oven. You shouldn't leave it alone at all. It should constantly be worked on. You should go and heat up the fire in the oven, the ligrof osa, and clean out the oven, mikode, before you go and start the kneading. So you shouldn't have to leave the matzos alone for even a second. As we will learn, and as we just already said as well. Sivkot Yudalit, it becomes chametz if you have it for more than 18 minutes. Even though you don't see the physical signs of chametz that we'll learn later on in Yitzhak Hashem, but even if you don't see them, you have to be concerned that they're there if it's more than 18 minutes. The issue foot number 13 brings down, if a person is not sure, however, did it pass 18 minutes or not, that he wasn't using the dough, so then the Chazon Ish says, then we're not concerned over here that more than 18 minutes pass if you don't know for certain, as long as there's no simoni chametz on it. And he says, furthermore, shagam kshelo yodu im hechsifu pnei ha'itzo, kos mat shelo avru 18 dakos in choshim shenis chamtza. He says, as long as it hasn't had the simonim of chametz over here, if it's less than 18 minutes, we're not concerned that maybe it became chametz in a shorter period of time. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Tesvav that this 15 plus 3 is 18 minutes. V'hu yudches minutin b'sachakol. Again, for a total of 18 minutes. According to this Machmir opinion, ayin in the Bir Halacha, he says, look in the Bir Halacha as well for additional details about this. If you look in the Bir Halacha, he brings down l'chadchila b'mokum shein hefsed meruba, in a situation where there's no great financial loss, if it delayed for being used more than 18 minutes, we should assume that it's chametz and it's also b'hanah, like the Shulchan Aruch brings down, and this is all the opinion of the Graz. However, if there's a huge financial loss, after the Yesh Lismoch al Hani Poskim de Plige, then you can rely upon the more lenient opinions who say that you have maybe 22 minutes and a half, or maybe even a longer period of time, that you don't have to make it Osir if there's no signs that it became Osir. Lo Reinu Basimani Sior Vesiduk, if it doesn't have the signs that it became Chametz. He brings down from the Sefer Seder's Manim, the Gam Le'inyan Malicha, the same Allah is applying in regards to salting, Yesh Lahachmir Abdi Eved Lesser Kosman Shalosh Shah Shirzeh, in regards to salting meat. You also have the same halachic ramifications over here, that you have to make sure that you salt it for a significant period of time. If you didn't wait long enough, then it is also as well. The issue foot number 14 brings down that this shear over here, this 18 minute per meal shear, is used in regards to Hilchos Tevilah, that if a person can't hold himself back from going to the bathroom for a period of time of 4 mil, a parsa, so then his davening is considered an abomination. And we see from here that this 18 minutes per meal is the shear that's used in that regard as well. The same 18-minute shear for a meal is used for the full meal that a person has to go to find the Tilas Yadayim for eating if he's going in that direction, or to go backwards, 1 meal in regards to the shear for davening. The same shear is for Ichul HaMazon, the 72 minutes over here, 4 times 18 minutes is used for the amount of time that you can still bench after you finished eating. That's how long it takes for the food to become digested, that you no longer can bench. And this has ramifications in other areas of Halacha as well. The issue foot number 15 brings down from the Chazon Ish that he holds, based upon the Vilna Gaon, that even if there are financial reasons that you should take a more lenient position, you shouldn't. I feel welcome Hefsed Meruba, you should still stick to the 18-minute shear. And the issue foot number 16 brings down that in regards to the shear of Malicha, we said you should take the larger shears for Malicha. He says for a sick person, one can rely upon the 18-minute shear for Malicha. Obviously, if it's Pikuach Nefashos, you don't even have to do any Malicha at all. But for a sick person, you can certainly rely L'chatchila on the 18-minute shear rather than taking the 22.5 or 24-minute shiurim for a meal. With this, we conclude today's shear.